This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Quick Big Ten baseball tournament update for you in case you haven't been able to pay attention throughout the day. Game one of the day should have taken place yesterday. Got pushed back due to the rain. It was Illinois and Penn State. The Nittany Lions, the eighth seed in the Big Ten tournament, upset Illinois. Final score of 8-4. Second game of the day took place and just actually wrapped up a little while ago. Michigan walks off Iowa, and I mean that in the most literal sense. A walk-off, bases-loaded walk in the 10th inning. So Penn State and Michigan will be playing. They'll get the day off, and then they'll play, or maybe they play tomorrow. Bracket appears to not be updated or set yet, but it'll be Michigan versus Penn State, and of course tonight, Nebraska versus Purdue. Loser, if Purdue loses, season's done. If Nebraska loses, they await their regional fate. The winner of this game will get a day off tomorrow, and then they will await the loser of Indiana and Ohio State. Okay, back to Royals baseball. One more note on the pitching side. Big Bank Hank says, need to be buyers for bullpen. Whew, probably. Depends on the price. It absolutely depends on the price. Before the Royals buy for the bullpen, I would like to see them be in the market for an outfield bat. I don't know if it is fully understood just how bad the Royals' combined outfield has been at the plate. MJ Melendez started off cold. He had a really nice hot stretch of 8, 9, 10 games. And he's been mired in a slump for like the last 2.5 weeks. Nelson Velasquez started off okay, has been in an absolute tailspin, flailing at everything, striking out, which was the worry with him in the trade for the Cubs. Now, he did hit a home run today. We believe he hit a home run in Seattle as well off of Logan Gilbert that gave the Royals the lead and I believe ultimately the win. But the bright spots have been few and far between for Nelson Velasquez. Those are two of your guys that rotate through playing left field. If you look in center field, it's been mostly Kyle Isbell, who is still borderline elite, if not legitimately elite, with the leather. But man struggles at the plate, which is fine. You can afford a dead spot, especially with such great defense in center field. And not like Isbell has been completely hopeless at the plate. On the year, he runs out a batting average of 220. Only getting on base at 267 clips, not really walking much to go with it. OPS plus of 74. So he's been about 26% worse than league average. But again, you can tolerate one spot like that. MJ Melendez has been even worse offensively, and he's a bat first player. OPS plus of 61, batting average of 180. Nelson Velasquez, OPS plus 76, batting average 221. He struck out 45 times to lead the team. Melendez, 42 times. And those guys have only drawn a combined 19 walks across their 297 plate appearances. That's not going to cut it. And that's not even mentioning Hunter Renfro. Hunter Renfro has hit for 37 total bases all year. All year! His OPS plus, 46. He is half as good. Not even half as good as the average Major League Baseball hitter, which is almost unfathomable, again, for a bat-first player. Second best skill is probably his arm in right field. I think he has one outfield assist on the year. Range isn't that great. But, man, he's been stinky. Adam Frazier has honestly saved a couple games. One against Detroit where he robbed a home run, and then he hit the go-ahead home run in the ninth inning on the road in Los Angeles. But he's only running out an OPS plus of 57, so 43% below league average. The Royals' outfield has a worse batting line than the Chicago White Sox, than the Oakland Athletics. They have a worse batting line than, I believe, every other team in baseball from the outfield. Worse than the Miami Marlins. Worse than the Los Angeles Angels. The Royals' offense is basically middle of the pack in the league, all things considered. Right now, they are scoring... Okay, so they've scored 239 runs, and that does include today. So in, 50, 51 games? Yeah, about 4.5 runs a game, give or take. Pretty thoroughly league average. To get back to Big Bang Hank's question, to trade for bullpen help, either trade for an outfield bat first. Those guys are maybe a little more expensive, but also make a bigger impact on a day-to-day basis. The best relievers, which the Royals don't need the best relievers, right? It seems like they have three good pieces in Zerpa, in Schreiber, and in MacArthur. Really, that's all you need at a high level. Would it be nice to, you know, feel better in the sixth inning with a hold? Yeah, but Stratton's been fine. I'm okay with Chris Stratton. I'm willing to say that's 3.5 arms. Which if the Royals are going to be postseason contenders, that's really all you need, because don't forget, you go to a 4-man rotation in the postseason. Again, if the Royals are to get there, which as of right now, their playoff odds are at 79%. 79% likelihood to make the playoffs. The Kansas City Royals, who lost 106 games last year. Y'all, this is happening. We are essentially a third of the way through the season, and the Royals are on pace for 95-plus wins. Again, last time they hit 95, they won the World Series. Not saying, just saying. The reason the Royals are able to stay afloat, despite running out the worst offensive outfield really in recent memory for a team with designs on competing like the Royals have right now, is because of just how ridiculously good the infield has been offensively. Obviously, it starts with Bobby Witt Jr. He's hitting in the two-hole, has all year, had the breakout, 30-homer, 29 stolen base season last year. The rapid improvement and ascension from rookie Bobby Witt, who you could maybe see some signs, but struck out a lot, didn't walk a lot, and was one of the worst everyday defenders in baseball, to last year, where his glove improves and he's a top five shortstop defender in the game. The power comes out with a 30, or he almost went 30-50, right? 30-49 is what he did for stolen bases. The power came out, the speed was there, the glove improved. That's a nice step forward for Bobby Witt Jr., but is he going to walk more? What's that going to look like? Well, Bobby Witt Jr. has already walked 18 times this year, which isn't a lot in the grand scheme of things, but for him, it's a big deal. He's walking, 2 or 3% more. He's striking out about 5, 6% less than last year when he was already a borderline superstar. Bobby Witt Jr. has made the leap. In case you missed last night's game, Royals fans, the man hit a 468-foot home run. Slider that didn't really slide. He got all of it and then some into the second tier of fountains in slightly left of center field. Then a couple innings later, guess what? 425-foot tank. Basically the exact same direction. The power's there. Maybe.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Being a little too aggressive on the base paths. I think he's 15 of 21 stealing bases now. Some of the best range of any shortstop. He's had four or five highlight plays already this year where he's running from his position at shortstop into the outfield to make a running catch. Like, he's basically playing wide receiver and showing that there maybe would have been some credence to moving him to center field, except that Jose Alguacil is a soothsayer. He is an incredible infield coach. He has done great work with Bobby Witt Jr. at shortstop, who's now one of the best, if not the best, defenders at shortstop in the American League. Bobby Witt Jr. right now is a top three most valuable player in baseball. If you look at ESPN's wins above replacement rating, it's Kyle Tucker at 3.5 wins above replacement, Mookie Betts at 3.4, and then Bobby Witt and Gunnar Henderson tied at 3.3 wins above replacement for third. There's a really interesting debate starting, y'all. Who would you rather have for the next 5-10 years, Bobby Witt Jr. or Gunnar Henderson? Henderson's been a little better with the bat. He's hitting long balls. Witt's probably slightly more athletic, has a little bit better of an arm and more range at shortstop, and adds more value on the bases. So again, ESPN has Bobby Witt at 3.3 wins above replacement, good for third. FanGraphs, notoriously tougher wins above replacement. Kyle Tucker at 3.4. Shohei Ohtani, 3.2. Bobby Witt, 3.2. Top three player in baseball. And then if you look at Baseball Reference, yeah, that's the other one. Again, Bobby Witt Jr., 3.3 wins above replacement, third in baseball, behind Kyle Tucker and Mookie Betts. Kyle Tucker has been the best player on a wildly underwhelming Astros team. The wheels are maybe starting to fall off a little bit for them. They're getting old. They haven't patched as many holes with internal development as you would have thought. Kyle Tucker's here. He's arrived. There were whispers and rumblings of him a few years ago. He was a piece of the title team, but not the star. This is Kyle Tucker's Houston Astro team right now. Where Bobby Witt Jr. has the leg up when it comes to potentially MVP voting is if he's in the same ballpark, you know, within 0.2 of a win, Bobby Witt Jr. has been the catalyst for this Royals offense success. He has taken the superstar leap. And he's doing it without as much help as, say, Adley Rutschman, who he will forever be linked to because Rutschman went 1-1, Witt went 1-2 in the draft just a few years ago. Bobby Witt Jr. has made the superstar leap. He is incredible. He's in that tough competition with Kyle Tucker, Henderson, maybe even Juan Soto for the Yankees for AL MVP right now. But Bobby's here. What else is going on with the Royals offense? Mikel Garcia has had a wildly fascinating year. Started out the year on a burner against the Twins. Went like 0 for 37 or something like that just a week or two later. His average dipped below 200. Well, guess what? Now, just a couple weeks after that, it's back up to 263. He had two triples yesterday. He has five home runs this year after, I believe, just four all of last season. Mikel Garcia was a guy who the advanced stats community loved. Good exit velocities, good pitch selection and recognition. Just didn't get the ball in the air enough. Not enough loft on the swing. A lot of ground balls. Eric Hosmer never solved that issue. Mikel Garcia might be starting to. He's batting 263, his OPS plus, above league average at 106. You look at Vinny Pasquantino. He's run hot and cold. His glove has improved, but you'd rather have the bat pick it up. Vinny right now only batting 230. He's got 5 home runs and 30 runs driven in. 24 strikeouts to 20 walks. That's a really good ratio. Vinny's got probably the best plate discipline on the team, and I expect that he's going to heat up as the weather gets nicer, the ball starts carrying more in the warmer air. You look at Michael Massey, who was on the injured list with a back problem to start the year, has a little bit of a chronic issue. Massey, of course, out of the University of Illinois. Royals have really liked him and his development. Won a platinum glove in the minor league, so not just a gold glove, but platinum glove goes to the best defender in all of minor league baseball, not just at his level. Michael Massey is elite with the glove, and now his bat's coming around. This is a guy that's hitting 283, slugging 495. He's got 5 homers and 20 runs driven in, and he's only played in 28 games since coming off the IL. He didn't play today against a tough lefty in Tarek Skubal, who, I should note, the Royals handed his first loss of the year. He's 6-1 now as the Royals beat the Tigers 8-3. But guys, Salvador Perez, El Capitan, El Nino, is making his case for the Hall of Fame with the start that he's off to. Salvador Perez, a catcher, top 5 in baseball in batting average. Wild. Salvi's never been a high average guy, right? Always provided pop, which he's doing again this year. He leads the team with 9 home runs, also leads the team with 39 runs driven in. He struck out 31 times, but walked 14 times, which is an incredible accomplishment. Salvador Perez does not take walks. It does not happen. He is maybe the most notorious free swinger this side of Javi Baez. He and Alcides Escobar from that 2015 title team swung at everything. If Salvador Perez, at age 34, has learned plate discipline, watch out. It used to be just slider away, fastball up, slider down, slider away, fastball up. With the protection in the lineup of Mikel Garcia at leadoff, Bobby Witt Jr. hitting second, Vinny Pasquantino and Salvador Perez in the 3-4 spot, and then Michael Massey at 5, Salvador Perez is seeing more pitches to hit than any season since he led the league in home runs, and he's doing damage on those pitches right now. Salvador Perez is having one of the best offensive years of his career. Here's OPS plus, 169. Salvador Perez himself is 1.5 players with the bat and more. Oh, and by the way, his defensive numbers have trended up. One of the knocks on Salvi was he was a bad framer. Well, guess what? He's 6'5", 240. That's a big dude there behind the dish. It's hard for him to get those low strike calls. That's where he lost a lot of value. I believe it's Paul Hoover, who's been doing a lot of work with Salvador Perez. And his defensive numbers with the arm and blocking have always been good. His framing numbers are league average, if not better, right now. Salvador Perez has become a much better baseball player in the last 2 years under this coaching staff, and it's really bolstering his case for Cooperstown. The other part that's helpful about that, he's played some first base, so Vinny Pasquantino can DH, Salvi can DH. Excuse me. And the emergence of Freddie Fermin, a backup catcher, who didn't debut till his age 27 season. He's been a league average bat. I believe he drove in, was it 3 runs today? Let's see. Yeah, 3 RBI for Freddie Fermin today. On the year, Freddie Fermin is a .288 hitter, a .342 on base percentage. He only has 1 home run and 5 runs driven in. But in spot duty, you don't ask anything more of your backup catcher. Guys, the Royals are real. They're fun. They're dangerous. I hope you keep listening to the Royals coverage here on The Ticket. I want to keep talking about them. This has been incredible. I'm going to ride this wave as long as it lasts. And if you're a Royals fan out there listening here on the airwaves, let me know, right? Stay engaged. Keep bringing up topics that you want to talk about with the Royals because I'm your man. I'm loving this and I hope you are too. Let's take a break, wrap up Old School after this.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.